Time now for Curbside with the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber.
Brought to you by Sleiman Brothers, with 5 St. Louis area locations to serve you.
ESPN for a Blues season preview party this Friday at Copper Fire in Belleville. Blues are kicking off the regular season on Saturday. You'll hear the broadcast right here on your home for the Blues, 101 ESPN. Chris Kerber, Joey Vitale on the call, Alex Ferrario with the pregame coverage. But you can hang out with me, Alex Tanner, live from 11 to 2 on Friday out at Copper Fire in Belleville.
Tanner?
Yeah, it's true. The Fast Lane is going to be out there from 2 to 6. Last Minute Blues podcast is going to be recording live from 6 to 7. They've got guests, giveaways, specials for appetizers, all kinds of stuff. You got to come out there 11 to 7 on Friday. The Blues season preview party this Friday, Copper Fire in Belleville. All the details at 101ESPN.com. You also, a late addition, Barrett Jackman going to be live with us from Copper Fire. Yeah.
Jax.
Yeah. Yeah. Jax is going to be out there live with us. You can come out there and meet him, hang out, grab a couple of drinks with us. 12 to 1 o'clock right here on 101 ESPN. Time to go out to the ground, Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line to be joined by Chris Kerber, the voice of the Blues here on 101 ESPN. Kerbs, what's going on, man?
Oh, just getting a few things done before we fly out of town on Friday.
Kerbs, are you bringing your skis with you? Are you going to go hit the slopes on Friday when you get out to Vail?
No, we're going straight into Denver. We'll meet the team in Denver. I talked to some of the guys out there. No snow yet, so they're not skiing. Ugh. And they're getting ready. But man, this will be good. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm glad that on Saturday night it's not the home opener for the Avs. Those are always long to sit through. But the flip side is Colorado will have already played a game, and I think that's huge in the early part of the season when one team gets a game out of the way before the other team has played one. So we'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah, what do you think the impact's going to be, Kerbs, with Nathan MacKinnon not being available to them Wednesday? I know Joe Sakic spoke yesterday about they're hoping he'll be available on Saturday, but obviously a massive blow for the Colorado Avalanche to start their season off.
Yeah, you know, it's the reality that we're still going to deal with some COVID things throughout the year, and some teams are going to get, you know, COVID passed through, and this is one of them. So the impact is great. If we can play Colorado without having to deal with MacKinnon, fantastic. You know, but obviously he won't be out long. Now, he still may play. So what they do is they are still testing players every 72 hours. And if they use the rapid test, which only has an accuracy of 50%, then and a positive test comes in, then they go ahead and do the PCR test. If they've used the rapid test, and that may take a day or two to get the results back in. So I think that's why, and one of the reasons that they're hoping that, while he may not be available for tonight, he may be available for Saturday. So we'll have to wait and see. The good news is that, you know, you don't expect anything to get too shabby or too shaky or bad on this front, because according to the National Hockey League's release today, a total of only 4 players league-wide are unvaccinated. So we know that if we're dealing with COVID cases this year, we'll be dealing with primarily breakthrough cases. And, all the current research is showing that you may have them, and the cases don't seem to be that severe when that's the case. So that, I think that's a positive, and we keep our fingers crossed moving forward.
Kerbs, what are you most looking forward to watching from the Blues in their opener? What are you going to be looking for specifically in the opening night against Colorado?
Chemistry and energy. I think those are the two biggest things that we need to see come together for this hockey team. Yeah, we've got questions to answer in terms of certain players in certain roles, or, you know, maybe the bottom half of the defense and those kind of things. And time is going to sort that out. But the chemistry and the togetherness and the energy that this team brings, I think, is also going to be a critical part to their success. It's been important over the last few years, remains an important one. And this is the first time since the 2019 training camp that they've really had a full kind of regular training camp to build the team the way they want to build it. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how that shakes out.
Kerbs, if I told you you could guarantee that one player on the Blues is going to have a career year this year, and you could lock that in right now, who would you go with?
Ooh, one player have a career year.
You can lock it in right now, and that's going to have obviously a significant impact on what the overall win-loss record is for the Blues. So who would you go with if you could lock in one guy for a career year?
I'm going to go with Pavel Buchnevich. And the reason I go with Pavel Buchnevich is this. I think he's continued to have an upward trend over his last few years with the New York Rangers. He's on a better, deeper team than the New York Rangers are. I think he's going to be in a role to be really successful. And I think he's going to be the benefactor of the all-around team game and style of play that the Blues have. So if I got to lock it in on one guy, I think it might be that guy.
Curbs, who are the teams to beat in the Central Division? I think all of the experts we've seen put articles out about their projections to start the year have Colorado and Winnipeg as the top two. But we talked with Greg Wyshynski earlier today, and he said the next two teams would be the Blues and Minnesota Wild, in his opinion. But a lot of other people have Chicago and Dallas.
Guys, I'm going to tell you what. I think it's every bit the St. Louis Blues as much as it is Colorado and Winnipeg in somebody's eyes. I mean, I'm watching camp. I'm watching this team. I've watched practices. I saw 7 of the 8 preseason games. There is not a team in the Central Division deeper at forward than the St. Louis Blues. And it's, I mean, now again, this is on paper. All right. So when you look at it, and even right now, if your fourth line happens to be Barbashev, Bozak, and Neighbors, any one of those guys can fill in on your top six if you need it. And if you look at Colorado's depth right now, like with MacKinnon out, they've moved Kadri up. You know, you're looking at Jost as a second-line center. That's not his role. They're not deep enough, you know, for that. Now, they've got a top line that's going to wreak some havoc. And their defense is still good, although I don't think you can count on Eric Johnson as being healthy for the whole season, although for his sake and just knowing how great a guy he is, you hope he is. You know, but I think the loss of Graves is going to be big for them, too. So Winnipeg is going to be kind of sneaky good, but even they've had some changes. But they've got that great equalizer in Connor Hellebuck, who I fully think is going to be the starting goaltender for the U.S. Olympic team in Beijing. But I just look at it, guys, and I don't think that those teams are leaps and bounds better than the St. Louis Blues to sit here and not think that the St. Louis Blues don't have a legit chance of competing for the division title. Chicago's not as good as the St. Louis Blues. The Dallas Stars are going to be really good because of their defense, and I think they've got really good goaltending. And Minnesota, we're going to have to wait and see how the chemistry shakes out with the changes that they've made. But they've had, they obviously are changing the culture of that team, and they were better than the St. Louis Blues in the 56-game season last year. So the division is going to be nasty, tough, competitive, and I think top to bottom, the best division in the National Hockey League this season. But right now in the early going, I don't see any reason to not think that the Blues can't compete for a division title here.
Curbs, I can't wait, man. It all starts on Saturday night. Alex Ferrario will have the pregame coverage for Blues versus Avalanche beginning at 7 o'clock. Chris Kerber, the voice of the Blues, and Joey Vitale will be on the call. Can't wait for it. It's all right here on the Blues Radio Network. Curbs, all the best, man. Have a safe flight out to Denver, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Okay, guys, have an awesome weekend. We'll talk to you during the week.